This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says that he owns your body, and you can't say no if he wants to penetrate your body with anything that the government labels a vaccine. Yeah, this is what he says now. Vaccine mandate has been rolled out that every person in New York City has to be vaccinated with the toxic, deadly MMR vaccine. Every person, including infants 6 months old, have to be hit with this vaccine, even though their immune systems are not even well developed yet. And he's going to fine you $1,000 if you're not vaccinated. He's going to demand you show your vaccine papers. But this isn't even really about just vaccines. This is about establishing a medical dictatorship in New York where your body doesn't belong to you. Now, remember, these are the same people who run around screaming, pro-choice, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. Government, get your hands off my body, right? They scream that all day long about abortion. But then they say, well, here, you are going to take this vaccine injection of toxic substances and aborted human fetal tissue cells and formaldehyde, antibiotics, MSG, thimerosal, mercury, preservative, aluminum, adjuvant, squalene, all these toxic chemicals. Here, you're going to take this shot at gunpoint, or we're going to fine you $1,000 because we, the government, own your body. These are the same people who say they're pro-choice. What a bunch of pathetic vampires preying on children. They're sick, and they're forcing this on the Hasidic Jews, by the way, who, of course, follow kosher, you know, guidelines when it comes to eating food. It's got to be kosher. So now you're going to force them to violate their religion by having their children injected with the ground-up diseased organs of animals and aborted human babies, because those are the ingredients in vaccines. Just so you know, the CDC and the FDA both openly admit this. All you got to do is just do a little bit of research. You can find the links. I've linked to them at naturalnews.com. Yes, vaccines contain ground up disease tissue from even like African green monkey kidneys are in some vaccines. I think the smallpox vaccine and aborted human fetal tissue is in other vaccines. This is a routine way that vaccines are made. So New York City says, you don't own your body. We're going to force you to be injected with not just the MMR vaccine, but anything that they declare to be a vaccine. Now, this is where it gets crazy, because they can declare almost anything to be a vaccine. They can say that a radioactive substance is a vaccine. Now, seriously, they could just come along and say, there's been a radiological leak from a let's say a New York-based nuclear facility, something like that. It's been a radiological leak, and they could just push out there and claim that they have a vaccine that protects you against radiation. So you have to take this radiation vaccine, which itself consists of radioactive elements. I know that's nonsense, but this is the way the vaccine industry works anyway. They don't care about what's real science. They're just pushing toxic chemicals on everybody. So why not roll out a radioactive vaccine to protect you from radiation? It's insane. The point is, they could invent anything. They could say, oh, there's an Ebola outbreak. We're going to inject you with the Ebola vaccine, which contains weakened Ebola viruses. Except, oops, not all of them were weakened. You just got injected with Ebola. Can you imagine Ebola just spreading like crazy throughout New York City? Like that zombie fest, that movie that Will Smith was in. I forgot the name of that film, but it was a great movie. One of the better Will Smith films. He's like the last guy living in New York City, which is infested by zombies. That's what Bill de Blasio wants. Just unleash massive infections, massive pandemic across New York City. And that's what these people are going to cause, by the way, because vaccines suffer from viral shedding, which means if you get injected with a measles vaccine, you're actually shedding measles viruses. Or a mumps vaccine spreads the mumps. the chickenpox vaccine spreads the chickenpox. This is actually admitted on the vaccine insert sheets. They say, if you get the chickenpox vaccine, it's called varicella, then don't let that person, or you know, don't be around anybody else for several days. This is mentioned right on the insert sheet, because you will give other people chickenpox after you being injected with the chickenpox vaccine. Did you know that? Did you know it's admitted right on the vaccine insert sheet? I'll say it again. Chickenpox vaccine says that it spreads the chickenpox, just so you know. And the same thing is true with the measles vaccine, the mumps vaccine. You know, Merck fabricated the evidence that the mumps vaccine even works. They spiked all the human blood test results with animal antibodies to trick the FDA into approving the mumps vaccine. The whole thing's a hoax, man. It's all a hoax. But it's a hoax that has serious, deadly medical consequences, because what they're doing is injecting people all across New York City with vaccines that spread disease. And so New York City is going to become a hub of infectious disease. Actually, in some ways, it already is. But it's going to get a lot worse, because Bill de Blasio is, of course, a prostitute for the pharmaceutical industry, as is almost every liberal city mayor or liberal state governor. They're all prostitutes for the pharmaceutical industry. And they want outbreaks. This is what you got to understand. They want outbreaks to occur, because that creates the news and the hysteria, the panic, that ends up resulting in more vaccine mandates. So they know that vaccines cause diseases and cause outbreaks. And this is their business plan. It's all part of the news cycle. They inject everybody with vaccines, and then they wait for a vaccine-induced outbreak to occur. And then when that outbreak occurs, they go on the news and say, oh my God, it's been another outbreak. Everybody hurry and go get vaccinated. It's the vaccines that are spreading the disease. This is the whole cycle of medical bullshit that just keeps coming back around. This is how vaccines work, or don't work, as the case may be. And people like Mayor de Blasio are incredibly corrupt. They don't care about the children of New York. All they care about is being in charge of your body. This is de Blasio's way to establish the precedent that you don't own your body, but New York City owns your body. And if they can force a vaccine onto you, well, gosh, with that precedent, they could force you to take medication, force you to take statin drugs. They could drop statin drug liquids into the water supply. They could force you to take birth control. They could declare that all white people are bad and white people have to be on birth control to have no more white people in New York City. I mean, this is what the left, this is the kind of stuff that they come up with. It's insane. But again, this is what tyranny is all about. And this is why you have to fight against this tyranny. Children's Health Defense, founded by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is filing a lawsuit against New York City over this insane medical tyranny, this gross violation of human rights. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is, you know, really, he's emerged as a true champion for human dignity and human rights on this issue. He's done amazing work. He's become really one of my heroes in this entire realm. And so he's suing de Blasio, saying this is nonsense. You can't force people to be vaccinated at gunpoint against their religious convictions, against their personal health desires. You can't force people to be injected. So we'll see what happens with that lawsuit. In the meantime, read my website, vaccines.news, for everyday coverage. You know, new articles every day, it seems, on vaccines. And read my main website, naturalnews.com, for more updates. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com, the free speech YouTube alternative. We are now building Brighteon 2.0. Just as a quick note here, Brighteon 2.0 will be rolled out this June. It might slip to July, but it's June or July, and it's going to open up to more topics. And, well, I'll give you details later, but it's going to be a big deal. We'll have less pressure from the upstream censors, a lot less, because we're building our own infrastructure And we're rolling that out over the next couple of months. So Brighteon.com is the place to be. Version 2 is coming soon. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.